The One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Oh, I'm not ready for y'all. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. We gonna get into it. I got some hot new music for you guys. I had a hot ass Friday song to spin for you guys, but I guess I'm just not ready. So, all right, let me go over here and say what's up to Miss Unbelievable. Hopefully, she's ready. Are you ready for tonight's show, Mama? Hello.
I changed my name tonight.
Uh oh.
Yep.
Alter ego.
My name is Miss Janet because I'm nasty.
All righty then. That's how you feel. That's how you feel. Okay. Okay.
My tagline tonight, when you guys call in, anytime, any place. That's my tagline tonight. Anytime, any place. My name is Miss Jackson. If you're nasty.
I can't. See, now, if I'd have known you was coming with that, I would have had that already loaded up and ready to go. You dig? But all right, we're going to get into this wet Wednesday anyway. You dig? I just want to say, in between
us. Wait. Hold on. How you dripping over there? How you dripping over there?
Yeah.
How you dripping over there?
Before
you go into
I'm
going to
take
skill,
that the good way.
That's a good way.
Funny.
How you dripping?
Okay, how you
really?
Dripping? Okay, that don't sound
dripping?
Right when you say it to a man.
Hey, a man drips just as well. When we, you know, be on that with our mouth, they drip just as well. How you dripping, dog? How you dripping? I mean,
okay, I guess it's
what?
All in how you look at it, or I should say the angle you're looking at it. Hello. Then hopefully
I said my name is Miss Janet Nasty. Come on, bro. Get there with me. It's wet Wednesday. It's dripping wet all over. All right.
Well, let's just go ahead and get into some music. This is some new to me. It's called It's Yours right here on Wet Wednesday. It is. This is how
we
do it.
Yeah. Don't think too hard. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. Don't sleep too hard when I'm laying beside you, cause baby I might want some of you. Don't be alarmed when my hands start to touch on your body, oh. Don't you? This whatever package, nothing about me average. I'ma kill it, boy, call me savage. Queen when I rock cash for you. Don't ever leave me lonely, don't you? No, boy, don't you? Cause enough isn't enough when I'm caught up in your love. I've been wanting you so much. Myself, I cannot trust around me. Myself, I cannot trust around you. Good thing I don't have to. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. You ain't gotta say so, baby, come and break me up. Don't kiss me, you ain't gotta say no, baby, you can have it all. All of this right here is yours. All of this.
Some more hot music for y'all. Got some new Lloyd coming up next. And we're going to bring it back with this nasty.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That's what we on tonight? Okay. Well, let's get it. Get it.
Caramel and chocolate, caramel, dripping in my bed. Yeah, you.
Wet, Wet Wednesday. Yeah, DJ E Monster and Miss Nasty.
Yes, how can I help you? How can I help you? Yes.
Well, damn,
yes,
you just went E-Monster. To a moment.
How can
girl,
I help you?
You just sounded like we should be charging $3.99 a minute. I'm just saying, you just went into a straight, sexy-ass voice.
Yes.
It is what it
how
is.
How can I help you? Yes. Yes, this is how I'm talking all night. Yes. How can I help you? What are we talking about tonight? It's going down. I'm making you wet tonight, all y'all. Let's go. Let's get it.
Right.
Where we going?
Okay.
Any
okay.
place, anywhere? Come on. Where we going?
See, wherever they want to go, wherever the fantasy takes them tonight.
Woo! We taking them there. Where?
Yeah.
Where?
So, all right.
Wait.
She over there feeling herself, as y'all can tell. We still got our weather to get to. We still got a lot of other things to get into. Let's see. I'm not for sure what we're going to do for our sexy conversation tonight, but I don't know. I'm tippy on something. I don't know if I really want to go there with it, but I don't know. Maybe we'll come up with something sexier, or maybe you got something sexy we want to put out here tonight. You got something sexy to talk about?
You know, I asked this question today on Facebook, and I put it out for the kings and queens. Which one would you rather a man taking you out or a man making you dinner? I was asking the ladies that, and I just wanted to know what the kings thought. What do you think, a man, what would you want to do? Would you want to take her out, or would you want to make her dinner? Ladies, would you like to be taken out or made dinner? I have some comments, so we going to say those tonight. And I have one that says he wants to speak from a man's perspective. I said, say that there. You say that.
Right. Okay. I can't wait to hear what the man's perspective got to say. That's what I'm talking about. Represent. All right. So what's the monstrous weather out there? Hopefully it's sexy. I think it's sexy weather. You know, well, we'll talk about it afterwards, but go ahead, drop the monstrous radio weather report, and hopefully people will be hitting a sexy spot near you.
Yes, hopefully I'm hitting that spot right now tonight. Kansas City, Missouri is at 53. Los Angeles, the city of never-ending sunshine is at 76. Phoenix, 82. San Juan in the sand, 83. Dallas all day is 74. New York is feeling like 81. Let's fill it with them. Atlanta, you know, they got that hurricane. Pray for them folks in Atlanta or in Georgia. 81. In Paris, laying down on somewhere just sexy. It's 67. 61 in London. And here in Minneapolis, we're sitting at a nice 50 degrees. 50. And there you have your wet Wednesday edition of the weather.
Okay, a little extra wet tonight. I'm gonna meet you nasty with. I feel a little perverted. I'm just gonna keep it 100. I'm praying for everybody. Going through the hurricane. You know what I mean? Going through the storms and the situations. So people, please pray for them. Get ready to give to help with relief. To go down there and help those people get their stuff back together. But I feel like a pervert because every time I see on the news, I see the hurricane and I see Florida looking like a yank sitting down there, and the hurricane look like a big-ass squirting orgasm just skeeting all over Florida. Get it? Going all up and down. My bag. I'm just saying. I just feel a little perverted every time I see that on the television. It just looks different to me. My bag. My bag. My bag. I'm just saying. So seeing that it is Wet, Wet Wednesday, and we do talk about sexy things, a lot of people talking about how it's getting cold. You see it? Everybody complain, oh, it's getting cold. The snow's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, damn. Maybe it's a Minnesota thing, but ain't this the best time of year? Because you could, it's cuddle weather. You dig? Nuzzle up and
only
play under the covers.
For those who have a cuddle buddy. If you don't have a cuddle buddy, you complaining that it's cold. But yeah, continue with your story. I love it. Yes. What do we do in this cold? Where we start at? What's the emergency blankets? What's the emergency things we need in this weather?
The emergency thing, I guess, would have to be a cuddle buddy at this point. But okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, now you don't just shut my whole little shit down. Just made my shit just cold shower. Let's bring it back to, with
he
the music, because I want to get. I want to get into
what
your
we
topic.
Needed. But you was giving us what we needed. You said we need blankets, didn't you?
I haven't got that far.
You didn't get the blankets.
It's all
you
right.
Just,
okay, this is what you need.
Damn.
This is what you need. This is what you need. You need a blanket, cuddle buddy, for some
mm-hmm.
of y'all, some cuddle friend. And a reggae song.
I will do anything just for you. Satisfy my love and I will never make you blow.
You did. Even if you got to cuddle by yourself under your own cuddle.
That make your hips move. Well, you can get a groove with your fingers. Masturbation is something you need to do too.
Make sure that you tell your friend Sasha that my partner want to take her home. Me no need no background music when the girl a scream out loud for me. And please don't stop what you're doing. The girl a ride me like a wave. Enough girl a ring off me telly. Cause when we in the sheets, them a love the way me perform. Man a bedroom bully with a hammer in me jeans. Me come to tear down your walls, so turn your lights down low. And pull across your window curtains. No one can be like the name of Eve. Just give me lights and fast control. And let's make love to a reggae song.
My crew,
my
dog,
that
rule, make love. That's why she gave up them drugs.
Yeah.
Sorry, my boy, but the girl's not yours.
Yeah.
Cause she wants it from night till morning. Until she called me,
Ganoi.
And me keep the girl them balling. Shibbity wobbity diddly daddly diddly. She want do it all night. She love me Kawasaki, my ninja bike. She need new plumbing, me clean out she pipe. My girl do all the things that me like. Dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine, la. Dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine, whoa. Do it fast or slow, anyway you do it, you know.
Bounty killer and super cat playing and she yelling out, please don't stop. Girl, I'm the captain of the ship. Now I'm giving you approval to go and let the boat rock. Yeah, she say she want me to treat her like a girl in an island party dancing all on the speaker. And I believe her, so I freak her to keep her. She be getting me high like I'm smoking on some reefer. She the turn of time when she get on the dance floor. Cause when she did that more, that girls can't go. Wine flow, gal.
wine slow. Down low, y'all, go down low. And when she in the bed, goddamn, she a pro. She always seem to keep me coming back for more. Got my bottle on the iPod playing real low. No, we on the wrong floor.
Cause everyone falls in love sometimes.
Make love to a reggae song. This is Rock City Monsters Radio Live, online radio with the Roar. And on Wednesday night, we add a little ooh wee with it. All right, let me see. Let me throw this drop in here right quick. Seeing that we got to show some love to our other co-host, even though she is out a little ill. So y'all say y'all little prayers for Jazzy, you dig? So check her out right quick.
Hey, 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 what's up? This your sexy host with all the most, Miss Aries Jazzy B. And you are now rocking with us on Wet, Wet Wednesday.
Look, she's not even here. Everybody's throwing their little sexy in. It is what it is. So, hey, that's what it be on a Wet, Wet Wednesday night. Now, I am just unbelievable. Let's get over here. I want to get into these topics that we got for tonight. You dig? Now, my little topic was I want to talk about how people use toys and things like that. I mean, how did we get to that point where we add toys in? You know, we like sexual terminators now. Run that back. You know what I mean? They got all kinds of funny things. But I think your thing is a lot more interesting right now. So let's run with that.
I like Yolas. Let's talk Yolas.
All right, well, let's break yours
mine
down
is
first.
And see
if we got some time.
Okay. But see, which one would you rather? A man take you out to dinner or a man make you dinner? Or you become dinner? No, that ain't part. That's a good one. Oh, man. Okay, I should have said that in quotations. Oh, you become dinner. Okay. Bring it back. Or, men, what would you like to do? Would you like to?
No, I was
what would you like
you
to do?
Over there, talking about bring it back. You had to focus.
Bring it back.
Refocus.
I had to focus, refocus, because I would rather be dinner and then get made dinner and then eat. Okay, but, man, what would you prefer? What would you prefer, to be taken out to dinner, or would you like to make dinner? Would you like to take, you see what I'm saying? Which one would you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ladies, and vice versa. So some of the comments were either both, depends on the level of comfort. But for a newbie, go out, please. I want to learn and see his social behavior. As I am a very social person, this will give me a glimpse of his inner temptation, reaction, vocabulary, dress, mannerism, if you're jealous, because that don't work. I know a lot of folks. That's a good answer.
Now that's from a lady, obviously.
That's from a lady.
Okay. I like that.
I like that.
His mannerisms and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See how he reacts to other men looking at her and things like that. Because, hey, these are the type of things you need to learn right away.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck around. He
right
just
away.
Snaps the fuck out just because somebody looked at you. Red flag. But, okay, I'm digging you, mama. Okay.
Here's the man's perspective. I would like to speak on the behalf of men. First date, take her out. Offering to cook for her at home might make her uncomfortable. Once you get to know one another, it's okay to cook for her. Also, it depends on the occasion. Some women like to dress up and go out to a nice restaurant. On another note, once we're established, I like to surprise my woman by cooking for her. but I like to cook a lot, so.
Okay, okay. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
mm-hmm.
you know, take her out at first. That's a great idea. You know what I mean? Because let's be honest. Usually when somebody's inviting you over for dinner, at least in my head, you could correct me if I'm wrong. Don't judge me. Pray for me. the first thing I usually think of is some ass. Like, okay, we finna come over, and we finna have some wine, we finna have some food, and we finna wear this dessert. You dig? It's not where it's just, okay, we just gonna come over, have dinner, watch a movie, and then you're gonna go home. Nah, that's not usually how I see it. I mean, am I wrong? I mean, usually if a woman invites you over, is it just to come over and afterwards, it may be a movie, if not, bye?
I mean, it's very seldom. You know what I'm saying? However,
right.
It can happen. It all depends, like, where you are. If you're in the friend stage, then and sex isn't something that you would do, then yeah. But you have to be very, like, upfront of what dinner means, because most of the time, dinner at your house do mean dinner and dinner. You know what I'm saying?
We
it
got
means
a place
dinner,
to lay down.
And then I become dinner, you know?
Right.
Unless, you know, that's not where you're coming from. Like, if it's really dinner, then you be like, no, it's just dinner. And then they're looking at you, then we could have went out. Why am I coming to your crib? Then we could have went out for dinner, you know? But if you're trying to be romantic, you need to, you know, specify how far you want to go. Say, hey, we're just eating dinner and maybe catch a movie. And then, but, you know, usually when you're on the couch watching the movie, what happens? You kiss and you hug it and boom, on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You don't even make it up to the bed. So you got to really be honest of what your motives and intentions are. Because on the first date, you don't even know if that person's a serial killer and you got them up in your crib.
Right, there might be some type of klepto or something. You'd be like, hey, where'd my remote go? Hey, did you see the the little thing that was on the counter? You did.
And you trying to call
okay.
them, you know, they roaming through your crib and your rings and your stuff come up missing, or they'll scout it out for the first time. And then when they come back, they'll figure out if you got your code. They'll look and see what your code is, or, you know, you can't trust folks nowadays, not up in your house. You know, they get to looking in your cabinet, see what medicines you own and what stuff you got and shit. If your bathroom clean, they judging you and shit. If you ain't got no food, they think you only went to the store for them. Shoot.
Oh, shit. I'm not going to lie. I mean, is that something everybody does? Go to the medicine cabinet? Is that just like, a disclaimer? Like, yes, can I use your bathroom? And I'm going to go to the medicine. Because I admit, before in my younger days, I did go to somebody. Medicine cabinet before. I've seen some psychotic pills and I dipped. I didn't give a fuck if it was for your mama. It could have been your daddy. It could have been your sister, brother, uncle, cousin, somebody else related. Y'all could have been holding up for somebody. It didn't matter. There was psychotic prescription medicine in your cabinet and I'm out. I'm out. I'm just out. I'm out. I'm gone. Pin. Pyong. I'm gone. But is that just like a regular thing? I mean, have you done that? Went to somebody's cabinet?
Absolutely.
That wasn't a situation where it caused you to walk away?
Yeah. It was. You know what? I'm going to keep it 100. I don't usually look for medicines. I look to see what, like, soaps and stuff that someone uses. Like, because, see, I know what good soaps cut through body odor and what don't. And so I'd be like, ooh, that's what you use? Ooh, you use that? Ooh, you stink. Like, your ass do not. And then I look to see if they got, like, a little piece of soap, because, you know, some people use soap, and I'd be like, oh, and it look dirty and nasty. I'd be like, oh, Then I look and see how clean your bathroom is. I'm like, you got PP. So, yeah, I don't look for, you know, medication, because that don't bother me. To me, what bothers me is, like, their hygiene, like your toothpaste that's rolled up. So I'm like, you ain't brushing your damn teeth. That's not enough toothpaste in that tube. So
damn, I just think of all these little red flags. Okay, I need a pen. I'm gonna have to run the archive back and write all this down. Okay, you ain't got no toothpaste. Okay, your soap ball, your bar of soap got hairballs and fuzz in it.
Seriously, or it got like dirt stains. Like, have you ever saw soap that just had like dirt on there, and then you don't want to use the soap because it's dirty already? And you're like,
well, damn,
you couldn't run that shit up underneath the water to get the suds off, the dirty suds off? Like, that's nasty as shit. You ain't saw that? Oh, my God. And then when there's, like, a soap and it's got a ring around the soap underneath the soap, and you like, okay, how my hands going to get clean? Or they got dirty, nasty rags that is crusty, and you look around, and you like, where am I supposed to dry my hands off? And the only thing is your butt nasty towel that you done used 56 times. So now you got to take the toilet paper, that's a dollar toilet paper, and wipe your hands off? Come on. No, no. No, sir.
Or even the worst. Or even the worst, you go to wipe your hands in the towel crunchy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
all right, hold on. All right. Hold on. We're going to play some music. Then we're going to bring it back. Matter of fact, this guy right here, he's an upcoming artist. He goes by the name of Ray. You spell his name R-A-I, but it's pronounced Ray. This track is called Fall Back, because sometimes, you know, when you're in relationships, you're dating somebody, sometimes it's what you got to do. Sometimes you just got to fall back and let them do them and let them figure out if they really want to be with your ass. Now, I, in this case, sometimes you'll see some shit in the medicine cabinet and you just got to fall back.
Fall back. Yeah, we live, y'all. Hit us up, 424-243-4639.
Something in my head keeps telling me you're playing, baby. But you say you wanna be with me. Like the saying goes, is actions speak louder than words. So do what you wanna do, cause I ain't trying to be the one that ends up getting hurt. But baby, I'ma fall back, you know that I'm not gonna make you stay if you wanna leave. Baby, I'ma fall back, so you can take some time to decide just where you wanna be. Baby, I'ma fall back, and fall back. Oh, you have to tell us the same story to me before we face the all black. Baby, I'ma fall back. I tried to be just what you wanted. Hell, making love, replace it with buying me things. You said you wanted, but when I wanted, you turned around and said you weren't in the moment. I'm a man and you know I have needs, but you took that away right with the best of me. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So that's Ray.
Okay, that's
called
cool.
Far Back. Yeah, that's a nice little stepper mix right there. Okay. I'm feeling that on a wet, wet Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So let's get back into our topic. So do you have some more comments over there on your post?
Okay. So I have this one. What do you think about it? I want him to take me out to dinner because although cooking dinner is romantic, I don't want you getting in the habit of not spending no money.
Can you repeat that one more time? Can you repeat that one more time? Just one more.
You want me to repeat that one more time?
Just one more
time. You heard me right?
Just
you heard
to make
that?
Sure I heard you right. Just to make sure I heard it right.
You just wanted to make sure you heard it right? Okay, here we go. I want him to take me out to dinner because although cooking dinner is romantic, I don't want you getting in the habit of not spending no money.
Well, I say, hey, you got to train your dog as a pup. Do what you got to do. I mean, if that works for you, that works for you. But actually, I'm kind of glad that, you know, that person said that. I'm going to go ahead and interject my comment. You know, I don't know if you got some more or not, but I'll throw in mine because it's a perfect timing. Like me, it all depends on the woman that I'm with, you know, because some women are excitement driven. And obviously this woman here, she's probably excitement driven. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody don't want to sit in the house and just chill. Some people want to get out, experience things, and move around. And them things cost money. And she don't want you to think, oh, I'm just cool with you doing the homie thing, doing the homebody thing, and that's all we're going to do. So she's basically saying, mm-hmm. You're going to learn now. We're going to get out and we're going to do some things. And it's going mm-hmm. You're going to have to provide those things because that's what I expect from my mate. You know, again, it all depends on the type of woman you're with. Me, personally, I think it's way more romantic to make a woman a meal. Now, I have no problem with going out, kicking it. We can buy a meal. It's a lot easier on me. I'm just saying, I ain't got to slave over no hot stove, do all that extra stuff. Everything's brought to us. We just going to make sure we get the finest thing on the menu. It is. But I think it's mm-hmm. way, way more romantic when you make a meal for a woman. One, I think she looks at you totally different when she realizes your ass can cook. You know what I mean? When you're mm-hmm. catering to her, you're showing her compassion. You know what I mean? You're showing her tenderness and a tenderloin at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think it's a lot, especially if you can make things from scratch, things like that. I think it's very romantic, and have the candlelight dinner and blah, blah, everything goes well and it's good. She's going to look at you a little different than just somebody who can just take me out and buy me a gourmet meal. Oh, you can do that at home? Oh, you went to the grocery store and bought these things? You put time and effort into doing this for me? That's a lot of thought. Women love those type of things. Oh, you took time to think of me. You took time out of your day to prep this for me. This is all for me. And sometimes, man, that's what we got to do. We got to let them know sometimes, baby, it is about you. Because later it's going to be about me. I'm just saying, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, that's my thought on it. You know, I can go either way, but I think it's really, really way more romantic when you can make a woman a meal, have the wine, the candles, so on and so forth. Now, if you really want to do it big, I know this is probably stepping out of the sexy range, but if you really want to do it big, make a big gourmet meal for the whole family. Invite the kids, da-da-da, da-da-da, and make it for the family. Sit down like it's Thanksgiving. Now you're going to get big now.
Mm-hmm.
He's really going to love you, bro. I'm telling you. I know some of y'all are like, what? He's crazy because you can't cook. But I'm just saying, it's sexy as hell. It's very romantic. when you make a woman a meal. That's just me, though. That's just me, though. Don't judge me. Pray for me. But that's just me. So, okay, now it don't got awkward. I mean, you got some more comments over there?
All right. I do. That was, yes. I was just waiting until you were finished. All right.
Oh,
no awkwardness.
No.
Just letting you just talk. I have both work. Making a meal is romantic and sexy. Buying a meal is appreciative and kind. And then another one says, a man making me dinner out of his foot, it is to put his love in the meal. And so that comes to my comments. How I think.
Okay. Let us
I
know.
I personally always prefer someone to cook for me. I really, especially if they know how to cook. Now, if you don't know how to cook, please don't try to woo me. Don't try to show me because I'm very, very picky. So if that man can, through our conversations that we're having, do a meal that I like and that he's listening to me, you know, and I'm telling you what I like and I don't like, then he can hear me and then I come and you cook that, that means more to me than any money that you can spend, because that means you're now you are listening to me and you're into what I'm telling you that I like. And then what I like that's even more sexier than going out or a man cooking a meal, if we cook it together, like we're in there, we're cooking, we're chopping, where you behind me or I'm behind you, you're tasting, I'm tasting, I'm licking off your finger, you licking off my finger, you adding your spice, I'm adding my spice, you grabbing, we plating, we sitting down, I wash the dishes, you know, dry, we set the candles out, we or make a little picnic or whatever. That's to me is sexier than any type of $100,000 meal. Because I know my meal is going to taste better than that. Because it's love there. And then we could just move the stuff to the side and just spend that quality time. Because what we did together, like, and then we could think about when we're going to do it again and how we're going to do that again. And, you know,
what's the
coming
next
together.
Meal?
What's the next meal? And how, let's go shopping. Let's go get it. You know, let's not get the cheap. Because, see, if you make your meal, you don't, your meal, you go get the $25 steak, that $25 lobster, and your food would just taste as good. You don't get the cheap stuff. But if that man don't mean shit to you, and you know you just trying to, you know, show him you can cook, you're going to buy some cheap shit. But if you know you trying to keep that man as life, oh, yeah, you're going to spend some coins. You're going to spend some coins.
Right, right.
Okay. That's all investment, though.
Right.
He's got to be a true investment. If you're not a true investment, you're not coming to my shit at all. You're not even coming to my house. You don't even know my address. We'll go to the dollar store at day. Dollar, where you want to go? McDonald's is fine. See, I'll take McDonald's is fine. They probably look at me like crazy. Damn that. McDonald's
right,
fine. Give me the dollar menu. Take me home. No matter of fact, take me to my mama's house, and then I'll go home from there. Not even my mama's house. Take me to my cousin's house. Because she don't care what niggas come to her house. Stop playing. My car is waiting right there for me. Stop the bullshit. Nah, I don't play that. Nah. Matter of fact, I'll have my own car. You know, give me $5. I need to go get something to eat. Stop playing.
Uber.
Okay.
That is the new player get around. I'm just saying, Uber is the player get around. It is. They don't know where you came from. They can't check your. They can't run your plate. Because a motherfucker will run your plate. Then they'd be like, okay.
Absolutely.
Some plates belong to who?
So, yeah.
My bad. I'm going to be choking out on my truth. But, yeah.
Lift your arms up.
You know what? Go play
some that
watch.
Was? That would keep you out of, you know, that side, you know, that side chick coming to get you, that side wife, the wife coming to get you. Like, what her car look like? Well, it had a little Uber sticker or had a little lips in there, so she lifted it here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't know.
You can't get called now.
You can't get called at all. Call. Right. I'm Uber, my nigga. Y'all can't even look me up. Yeah, so that is the new get around.
Right. Well, let's check it with this person right here. I think it might be, you know what? I don't like calling out people's names because if I say it wrong, somebody going to cut me. And you know I'm too skinny. It'll go to the bone real quick. I'm just going to take a chance and say this is Miss So Serious. Is this you, Miss So Serious? Oh, please be her.
Don't be trying to put me out there like that. You know this is me.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All raises have been put away. What's good, Miss Lady?
Not much. Trying to stay fair and warm at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Right. Now, unfortunately, you just came in on the Uber part of the show. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Unbelievable run down what we was just talking about.
We were talking about, would you rather a man take you out on a date or make you dinner?
Okay, well, look here, check this out. Don't take me out on a date. You got to cook for me because if we decide to be in a relationship, I don't need that home-cooked meal. Okay.
Right.
I don't want your mama's biscuits. I want your biscuits.
That's a little freaky right there, but okay, I'm feeling you.
Absolutely.
Now. I'm feeling you now.
Everything's kind of freaky to you, Martha. What's wrong with you?
My bad. You come in talking about biscuits. I'm just saying. Okay.
Go
ahead. So now, your subject. Your subject is next.
My subject. What was my subject? Mm-hmm. No, I'm playing. Okay. Yeah, we got a little bit of time. Shit, we probably need a half hour to run our mind. But I wanted to talk about, you know, like now in today's age, you know, people are into all kinds of things sexually. You dig? Whether it be threesomes, orgies, swinger sets, all kinds of things. People are into all kinds of things. And I'm wondering, you know, we're going to talk about people are into toys, all kinds of things. I mean, today, how did we get there? I mean, sex is already so good. But, I mean, how did we become these, achiever sexual activities? I don't even know how to say it. And that's not even to go down the DIY part of it. You dig? You got people that's just straight freak mode who are just do it yourself, like make up a sex toy. You dig? You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about somebody, motherfucker. Fuck around and bust out a facial massage and be like, oh, yeah, let me rub this on you. You know, the do-it-yourself type motherfucking sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
When you put plastic
mm-hmm.
wrap on before you use it, just to act like it's some type of protectant. So, yeah, I mean, how did we get to this Terminator sex type thing? I mean, how did it get there? I know it's kind of vague, but... I mean, wow. How did we get here?
Who you want to go first?
Well, you spoke up. You jump out there first.
I think we're just a sexual, like, hype society where we have tried everything, so we're trying to... Do the next, and what can we do that's even freakier, and what can we do that's even freakier. And I think so what has happened is I think people lost the intimacy of sex, and it's just sex. It's just fucking. There is nothing too intimate about it. It's just, hey, you get that toy, we get this, let's see what... And I guess it kind of started when you had your... sex tapes and what they did in sex tapes, and let me see if I can do a better sex tape, and let me add this into my repertoire, and this may make you feel better because they may not be able to compete with the next. It's an ego thing, you know, that man, oh, he did this to me, oh, well, let me do this because I know this is where I'm, this is my limit, this is all I can do. So they're going to add something else create something else because they can't do no more. That's all it was, repertoire that they got. And so I think that they just tried to compensate for what they don't know how to do or what they don't want to do.
Okay, okay. How you feel about it, Ms. Osiris?
I'm stuck. I don't know, because she just hit the nail right on the head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, me, I think it's...
I mean, you know, I'm going to put you right there. I mean, I don't know how to answer none of them questions, so...
Well, I mean, it is kind of like just thrown out there at the moment. You know what I mean? Nobody had no real time to marinate on it and really, really think about it. Nobody but kind of me. Well, me, I think it's kind of two things. One, I think it goes with partial to what Miss Unbelievable said. Miss Unbelievable said, and I think it goes down the lane of, you know, being married and trying to be committed to one person. You know, let's keep it 100. After 10, 15 years, missionary just ain't going to work no more. It's just the excitement not there. People try to find things to bring excitement back to the relationship and also in the bedroom. You know what I mean? Where they say, okay, let's go out and have date night. Let's watch a movie. Let's do the things we used to do. You know what I mean? Those type of things. And now, you know, instead of just doing it, you know, regular, they might be trying to do anal or, you know what I mean, doing some dressing up and doing, you know, other little special little things. And it probably starts out small and, you know, it goes bigger. And like Ms. Unbelievable said, I remember back in the day when if you made a tape, that was like the hottest thing. You did? Oh, my God, you made a tape. Oh, my goodness. Now it's like, shit, they got FaceTime and... Shit, they got all kinds of things going on right now. That shit is way beyond that. You know what I mean? Everything is just progressing. And I would have to say, well, I'll let you guys respond on that one. I mean, do you think that's kind of part of the reason? We'll let Miss Unbelievable go again first to give Miss Osiris maybe a little time to let that marinate with her.
What? I didn't hear you. You kind of like went out. No, seriously, the phone like kind of went out and came back in. What did you say?
Well, basically it's due to like, you know, people being in long relationships. You know, they're trying to find other little things to spice it up, you know what I mean, to keep that excitement going between them. You know what I mean? Because obviously they're really, really in love. If you've been together 10, 15 years, and you just don't want to just let that go. So you try to find things that bring up the magic. So you introduce other little things and things like that. So that's one of the reasons why I think it's because people are trying to be committed in long-term relationships and they're trying to find excitement.
Heck yeah. Okay, now that's something different, though, because you're in a committed relationship. So now every day you're trying to learn something new about that person's body. You know what I'm saying? So you've been with this person for a long time, and you don't want the same status quo as usual. So you try to think of what can I do next without her thinking that I'm having sex with somebody else. So because, you know, she may get used to you pumping twice, and then you may pump a fourth time, and she'd be like, oh, boy, wait a minute. This ain't my birthday. This ain't Christmas. This ain't New Year's Eve. Where'd that come from?
What the hell's going on?
What the hell's going on here? So I think if you just, in the beginning, keep it spicy to, you know, and you guys both create, you know, stuff that's exciting, you know, then you're both working at it, so you won't make it seem like he's always making it spicy. You guys are making it spicy. You're both making it last for a long time. So it's that communication, what we doing? Like, you got to keep the, you know, excitement. You know, are you still, you know, you want to go sneak here. And you got to bring in the date nights. And you got to still do your quickies. And you got to still have some excitement. You can't get complacent. Because if you get complacent, then it is going to just be the two bumps and that's it. You can't get complacent. You just got to continue thinking, I'm falling in love with that person every day. I'm falling in love with that person every day. I'm into that person every day. I'm yearning for that person every day. So this is how I want them to please. Do this, do that, do this, do that. So you just can't get complacent. You got to want that other person no matter how many years or how many days you have with that person. So you got to marry the right. It's got to be your life.
Right.
You got to love that person as if it's your life. then you won't, because you don't get tired of your life, so you ain't going to get tired of theirs. That's one.
Say that shit, girl.
Boom. I'm telling my name is Nasty tonight. Janet. Ms.
That's
Nasty.
Okay. Be nasty, girl, because guess what? A woman like me, you ain't never got to worry about trying to keep it spicy, because I stay spicy enough for the both of us. You just got to learn how to hold on. I'm just saying. Let me take care of the sexual stuff. Let me take care of everything else. I got you, boo. That would be the time that we should be having with me on the phone.
All right, so check it out. This is my second part of it. My second part, basically, I say is because, you know, a lot of times people are trying to do the other person, what the other person, who the other person was with. You dig? Be like, oh, you and your ex used to do that? Well, shit, we about to do this. You dig? Nothing. You don't turn it up. You don't turn it up 8, 9 times. Cause you dig? You don't, let's just keep it real. You don't pick the wrong person 7 times, and now you on number 8. It is what it is. Now, every time you don't turn it up and turn it up and turn it up and turn it up, and now you so damn high that you need all these damn machines clear, boom, and all this other extra shit. but, yeah. So, but I think that's what the other part is sometimes. You know what I mean? Somebody's trying to outdo somebody else. Could that be part of the reason why we've gone to this sexual extreme?
I think that's only if you're comparing. Because, hell, if I don't know what she did, shit, I don't give a fuck. Look, I'm making him think like, damn, ain't nobody touching me. Thinking about nobody else. I personally, you know, it ain't no competition. Once you touch this is it. You're not gonna want to go nowhere else, because I'm gonna show you that this is home. You know, that was it's a little stopping part. That was a little apartment, but this is home. Park here. You know, this is home. I ain't worried about nobody else. It's home. I know this is home. I know what she do. I know what we can do. I know what I'm about. I ain't worrying about nobody else. But some may, you know, hood rats and hatchets and ratchets, they do. They want to know, well, what she do? She do it like this? Can she suck you for 3 hours? Can she? She ain't, you know, it'll get like that. You know, a competition, like I said, ego. Ego gets involved. It ain't got nothing pretty much to do with the other person. It's your ego.
Right. Okay.
Dig that.
Okay.
But ego gets you left and broke and sad by yourself. And yeah, because he'll that man know it'll be your ego. He know you ain't gonna be trying to wait, and because once she's reached her plateau and her ego is done, he's done.
Huh. We are about at the end of the show, so this is part where we do our shout outs and things like that. So don't forget tomorrow's Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you are deserved. We got our therapy couch. Some of y'all leave y'all shoes on. It's about to be winter season. Y'all feet probably smell like Fritos. I'm just saying, don't come around here with them crunchy ass toes. But tomorrow's Comic Cafe, we're talking about community issues, community concerns, things like that. But we want you to call in and vent so you don't get 30 days for putting your hands on a coworker. Just put their ass on blast, and you got problems, we're going to hook y'all. But look, it already stank. Get y'all ass up out of here. All right, y'all got any shout outs? We'll start out with you, Miss So Serious.
I want to shout out to my son Jaquan, the hot dog king. I want to shout out to my other friends, JT and Ernie, my daughter, the monsters. I guess monster too. You know, I got love for you too. You know. Going to shout out to all my babies, wherever y'all's at. It's cold outside. Stay warm.
Okay. What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
That's not my name.
She's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not my name
tonight.
My name
is Nasty today.
Right.
My name is Nasty. Stay dry.
I'm always nasty, so I don't know what to say.
Y'all better cut that out now. Monster in the show, Monster. Stop playing.
Okay, y'all live radio.
Because this is Wet Wet Wednesday, y'all. Nasty. Thank you for listening. Mwah.